بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we begin by praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of the sustainer, the creator of the universe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has kept us alive up to this point. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator, the nourisher of the entire universe, and who is sustaining all of us. We send peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, his companions, all of those who have followed him in goodness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope that you are all well on this beautiful Friday. As you can see, I am outside of the house now and coming to you live from our future masjid site. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all of your support and your dua. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother, it's a historic day for Muslims in Ontario and indeed for people of all faiths. Because as of today, after 13 weeks of no Friday prayers, we are once again allowed, permitted to gather for prayer, but with some important guidelines. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is probably, if you think about it, this is probably the first time in hundreds of years that something like this has happened. And Allah has made us present at it. We are taking a phased and cautious approach, with a limited Friday prayer restarting today and daily prayer starting at a later time, inshallah. Since Friday prayer, of course, take priority over the daily prayers. Now, of course, the foremost priority is to reopen safely so that we never have to stop prayers again, inshallah. We have had to require registration for Friday prayer, something that we have never done before. And we do not like to do, but we need to do it for two main reasons. Number one, to know how many people will be coming. Due to the jama'ah size restrictions, we don't want you to be lining up outside and then having to turn you away. But also, al-'iyadhu billah, God forbid, if someone attends who turns out to be positive for COVID-19, to make it possible for contact tracing by public health authorities. When limited data regarding who is attending may be shared, otherwise have that information and not the guide. As we get ready to reopen, there are other things that are reopening as well. For each person, there will be different activities and establishments that they're looking forward to reopening. This is the moment, my brothers and sisters, to ask ourselves that what am I looking forward to reopening most and why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا, that the most beloved of to Allah are the mosques, are the masajid, and the most disliked of places are the markets. Now, of course, it is permissible to go to the markets or malls for our permissible needs. So this is referring to the permissible places. The mosques of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the places which are the places of the remembrance of Allah, the places of attaining peace and increased reward in praying in congregation, and in fact a reward for each step that we take towards the masjid. Whereas the markets and the malls are often places where one is distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person is attracted towards the distractions of the world, where haram can be present and where desires are often followed, where time and money are also often wasted. So let us ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, are we in sync with the likes and the dislikes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or dislike something? Is it in sync with the likes and dislikes of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And perhaps it is not. If it is, alhamdulillah. But perhaps the question is, why not? And what do we want to do to make our desires sync with the likes and dislikes of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? MashaAllah, there are many brothers and sisters who have deeply missed gathering to Salah for prayer. They may even be feeling bad. And to those brothers and sisters, I say, rest assured and have good hopes. InshaAllah, Allah will grant you the same reward, perhaps even more, even though you have not been praying in the masjid, in jama'ah, and you have been praying at home instead. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرْ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. When a servant, meaning of Allah, when a slave of Allah falls ill, that or she will get a reward similar to that they get for good deeds practiced at home when in good health. Meaning, when a person is accustomed to doing something regularly, something good, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that person is no longer able to do so because of illness or because of travel, then they will get a similar reward to those good deeds, even though they are not doing it in the same way as they used to. Inshallah, my brothers and sisters, our situation will be treated in the same way by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we will be rewarded for our patience, for our good desires, for our good wishes, and hopes that we would have been in jama'ah, that we would have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid, or worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. So inshallah, we will be rewarded for our good desires, our good hopes, and for the good that we would have done otherwise if we were able to do so. So we know that if we had the ability, we would have come to the masjid. If we had the ability, we would have come for salah, especially during Ramadan. If we had the ability, we would have come for Salatul Jum'ah. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you according to your intentions and your desires. Now, as the world opens up once again, there are physical preparations. We see signs for social, for physical distancing everywhere we go. We find limits on the number of people allowed in at once. This is happening at stores. This is happening in other locations and even in the masajid today. You see that people are wearing masks. And in fact, it is mandatory in some situations. For example, going on public transit, a mask will be required very soon. In many cities and jurisdictions across North America and even in Europe, it is mandatory to wear a mask when going out. And subhanAllah, the irony is just absolutely amazing, because some of these places, some of these people who are now wearing masks and are ordering others to wear masks were the people who were firmly against the wearing of niqab, who were against our sisters who chose to cover their faces as their obligation or as devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now it is those same people and those same jurisdictions, those same places that are now saying that you wear your faces. Those who are not able to see will not see and will not understand. But for those who have been given insight by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who have wisdom, will see the irony in this and will see the message in this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and protect Ya Rabbil Alameen. So, masks is something which has become mandatory. Today, I have worn for the first time my own mask as well, which I will be wearing, inshallah, later today after I stop speaking. And the wearing of gloves, hand sanitizers, and wipes, and the physical preparations and precautions, which are very important, because remember that we discussed at great length before that we are people who take reasonable precautions and then place our trust in a part of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking precautions is a command and instruction from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person does not become less of a Muslim if they take precautions. A person becomes more of a Muslim if they take precautions and place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we should continue to be responsible. MashaAllah, most people, many of our members of our community, indeed our city, our country, has done a great job, alhamdulillah, in following the guidelines from the experts. At this point, it is important that we do not become careless. Perhaps it is not going to affect you, but your carelessness could impact someone else. So continue to take reasonable precautions. This is a small price that we pay for the well-being of our community, our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sacrifices and your efforts. There are many people, including our brothers and sisters in faith, who have been impacted, whose families have been impacted, loved ones who have been lost. The qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolutely. In Toronto, the UK, many Muslim countries as well. Some even here in Ottawa, turn to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of those who are ill. You must not be insensitive. Those who are going through this trial or who have faced the loss of loved ones and who are dealing with that grief, only maybe not follow the instructions but their concerns, and put down the steps that people are taking, reasonable steps, following the experts and placing their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please be careful about how we approach this situation at this point. It is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it cannot be stopped, it cannot be changed, except with the permission of Allah. But our job is to do our reasonable best, especially when the vast majority of experts are telling us to do so. So that is the physical preparation. But what about the spiritual preparation, my brothers and sisters? Remember that we are people of body, mind, and soul. And our soul is, like, if you had to choose, there are all three are important, and it is critical that we have a balance between the three, because this balance, that is when the problems start. So we aim for a balance, and it may not always be possible. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in maintaining that balance. But the most important is the soul, is our ruh, is our spiritual heart. So what about the physical preparations, my brothers and sisters? The past 12, 13 weeks, many aspects of temptations of this world were closed upon us. Those that are found in the malls, as we discussed earlier. The impermissible or disliked activities in bars and restaurant cafes, the haram glances and words and behaviors in workplaces and in schools. They may have continued online, but perhaps not to the same extent. But now it'll all be back. Plus, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But we could still be by the virus, even though we think that we are safe. Some experts have told us that a second wave is actually worse than the first, because people are fed up of the restrictions and they go back to the... So the question is, are you spiritually prepared if you or your family could be impacted? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. My brothers and sisters, when we know that there is a snowstorm coming, we prepare our car, we buy salt and shovels, we make boots and coats. When we have a test, an exam, we prepare. So this test is about to ramp up. So be spiritually prepared in two main ways. Number one, reaffirming our belief. Reaffirming our belief, reminding ourselves about our responsibility to do our part, but then to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if something happens. This is not an excuse for carelessness. As we said, we follow all the guidelines. Even more if you like. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah's decree is set, and nothing can change the decree except dua and perhaps maintaining your family ties and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we try our best. We place in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then if something comes our way despite that, we accept it as the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't go back and look and say, oh, how could this have happened? I took all these precautions. How was it possible? Oh, maybe it was because of this person. Oh, maybe it was because of that person. It was maybe because I went there or did this or that. And if I had known, I would not have done it. So this is not the way that a believer thinks and accepts the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you try your absolute reasonable best. When you're going through the station, you try your best, you place your trust in Allah. You make that. You do whatever you can that is good physically and spiritually. But after that, if Allah decides something, then we accept it as the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. So that is the first thing. The second thing, the reopening will almost certainly make it harder for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it easier to be distracted. And by this, I mean the reopening of the things in the world, yani inti, the services, the stores, the markets, right? The activity. Masjid, inshallah, will make us bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But otherwise, it will likely become harder for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will become easier for us to become distracted. So my brothers and sisters, plan it now. Plan it now and fortify. Fortify the importance of your salah on time. Fortify the importance of daily Quran. Fortify the importance of daily dua and dhikr and afkar. Trying to stick closer to that which Allah likes and avoiding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. Remind yourself of all the good messages and lessons about spirituality you have heard and learned, especially over the past 13 weeks. MashaAllah, subhanAllah, it's actually amazing that it's actually been 13 weeks, 13 Fridays that we were not able to gather. And alhamdulillah, once again, in a limited way, we are able to gather. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 13 weeks is a long time, subhanAllah. But over this time, we have been trying whatever Allah has to do, to listen and to learn. So let us not forget all of those messages. Let us not forget everything that we have heard and that we tried to practice upon. Let us not forget the feeling in our hearts that we had in Ramadan, the feeling in our hearts when we're not able to come for Salatul Jum'ah the first Friday, the feelings that we have heard in our heart when we were not able to meet our fellow brothers and sisters and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together in the nights of Ramadan, and not able to offer Qiyam together. Let us not forget those feelings, my brothers and sisters. Let us keep those feelings alive, because this opportunity that we have once again is indeed a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fear is, my brothers and sisters, that the dunya will open up on us once again. And those feelings that we had, the dua that we were making, the tears that we were shedding, they will all be gone and they will be washed, going back to how we were before, in a state of ghafla, in a state of distraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me and all of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So my brothers and sisters, let us take this experience that we have gone through as a lesson that we remember for the rest of our lives, as an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then tie ourselves to the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tie ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even as the storm of the dunya opens up upon us once again, so that we move forward, so that this Ramadan that we have gone through brings us forward, so that this experience that we have gone forward, meaning closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because indeed, there is no other form of going forward except or other than getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, make dua for me, make dua for our community, make dua for yourself, for your family, for the entire ummah, for all of humanity, that we learn from this lesson and that it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that it serves for us a great reminder that we don't go back to how we were before, so that we continue to impress, improve ourselves and continue to try to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. As I often like to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُ. Whoever places their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا Allah has already set a destiny for everything. So we make dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وَصَلَّى السَّلَامُ عَلَى سَيِّدِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ اللهم لك الحمد اللهم الحمد حتى تر ولك الحمد إذا رضي ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره Oh Allah, we thank you. Oh Allah, we praise you. Oh Allah, we thank you for this life to have you. You have still granted us. Oh Allah, we thank you for this patience that you have given us. Oh Allah, we thank you for allowing us to see this day when we are able together and pray. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our shortcomings. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our sins. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our anger and our frustration that we experience during this trial, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please continue to bless us and protect us. Oh Allah, please protect us all in this reopening. Oh Allah, please protect us physically and mentally and spiritually and emotionally, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide you most, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم وفقنا وجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. Oh Allah, make our hearts attached with the masjid. Oh Allah, make our hearts attached with the salah and your remembrance. Oh Allah, please remove the love from our hearts for the things we dislike. Oh Allah, protect us all and all human beings. Oh Allah, please protect us and our family members. Oh Allah, please protect all of our relatives. Oh Allah, please protect all of us. Oh Allah, first responders, oh Allah, everyone running on the lines, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering from COVID-19 or any other illness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are in the hospitals right now as we speak. We are able to gather to our hospitals. Oh Allah, quarantine them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Be recovery to all of who are ill, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, our brothers and sisters who have asked for their loved ones. Oh Allah, please grant them a speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, my young friend Ibrahim, who is going through a great illness, oh Allah, family members, Ya Rabbal Alameen, oh Allah, all of those who are suffering from long-term pain and injuries, oh Allah, please protect them, Ya Rabbal Alameen, oh Allah, please grant those who are in pain, oh Allah, all of those who are in grief and stress and anxiety, oh Allah, please replace all of those feelings with happiness, peace, and joy, Ya Rabbal Alameen, oh Allah, please forgive all of them to you, especially the father of our brother Shahbaz Maqbool, the father of brother Imad, the brother of brother Amanat, and all of our loved ones who have returned to you. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa wassi' madkhalahum waghsilhum bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad wa naqqihim min al khat wa bilhum ahlan khayran min وادخلهم الجنة وعذهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر حينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا الوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعفو عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسعهم الثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم انت ربنا لا اله الا انت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بها علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا انه لا يغفر الذنوب الا انت اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك بصحتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقوا إيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم للحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل